broadcasting. All right, good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, September 4th, 2025. I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business, which is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes as well as executive session minutes for August 25th, both of 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes from August 25th, 2025.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. Next, we have the announcement of appointments to our TCED board and the SB 40 board. We'll start with the TCED. We have multiple applications. Everyone had a chance to review those.
Yes.
We do have a term, a three-year term that we will be filling. It will start October 1st, 2025 through September 30th, 2028.
We had a lot of interest on this one, which is good. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those are seven?
Seven is what I have. And each one of them are valid candidates for the position.
Sometimes it's hard to get board members, so I appreciate everybody willing to serve on that one. I know it's an important board for our area, so. Move to appoint Derek Smith to the TCED board from October 1st, 2025 through September 30th, 2028.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our board appointment for the SB 40 board. We will be fulfilling a vacancy left by Mr. Brian Wilfong. Would like to thank him for his service. That term will be immediately now through December 31st of 26. With us this morning, we have Mr. Troy Rasmussen. How are you, sir?
Good. Good morning.
Well, good. We've had some interest on that board as well. We do have a gentleman here that I would entertain a motion to appoint, which I would recommend Jacob Andrew McDonald for the SB 40 board.
Move to appoint Jacob Andrew McDonald to the SB 40 board, dated now through December 31st, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Just take a second to thank everybody that does serve on our boards and has served on those. So, and everyone that is in charge of those, Troy, you and your team as well. And
no problem.
So just thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we'll move to our Taney County Collector Tax Sale Surplus Funds. This is pursuant to RSMO 140.230. With us this morning, we have Deputy Collector, Ms. Micah Brashler.
The collector's office held the annual tax sale for delinquent real estate parcels on August 25th per RSMO 140-260, and we sold 101 properties. After that sale, the collector held a subsequent sale for all post-C properties that can be sold over the counter. 158 parcels were sold at that sale. So between both tax auctions, we had 43 properties with a surplus. When parcels sell for greater than the debt of the taxes and fees, we must turn the surplus funds over to the treasurer per RSMO 14230. The 2025 tax sale surplus amount is $413,503.45. Surplus funds are held by the treasurer until property is redeemed and given back to the tax sale purchaser, or after the certificate of purchase expires, it can be applied for by the property owner or the purchaser. If no one applies for the surplus, it shall be turned over to the schools after 3 years. So today I ask on behalf of the collectors and treasurer's offices that the commission turn the surplus funds over to the county treasurer and allow her to perform her duties per RSMO 140-230.2 and 230.3 of the county commission. The only exception being when the original owner loses the property due to issuance of a collector's deed and wants to claim any surplus funds, then it must come before the commission for final approval. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Specific to this sale, I know some stuff was, we're trying to figure out how to maybe close a loophole. I just want to let you know that county council is on that, and then we also may need to look at maybe having some legislation changed. So
okay.
we are aware of the loophole and how to figure out a way to
okay
to make it
yes
fair is not the right word, but proper, ethical.
Yeah.
Because how much in taxes was forgiven?
How much in taxes?
On that, but on the third class, on the 3C sale, do you think, or the post-C properties?
I don't know. A lot. I'd have to look.
Close to a million? Between SID and taxes?
Yes.
Because of the loophole? Yeah. So we've got to figure that out. So just know that we're aware of it. Trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So you need us to accept and turn over the surplus funds?
Turn those over to the treasurer, yes. And then she added, that was, I think, part of last year when we did this, that's when she, Melanie, asked about that second part for there to be an exception to have the commission's approval in the instance that an owner loses property due to someone applying for the deed, and then they apply for it. Just having another set of eyes.
So I guess how do you want the motion to... That doesn't need to be stated in the motion. That's just part of statute, isn't it?
Probably just... No, not that last part.
Okay.
Maybe just how it reads right there. I looked at the minutes from last year, so...
Is that what we...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any questions?
Nope.
Do not.
Move to accept and turn the surplus funds over to the county treasurer per statute RSMO 140.230.2 and 140.230.3, with the exception of allowing the original owner losing the property due to issuance of a collector's deed and wants to claim any surplus funds that it comes before the commission for final approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. All right, that is our last order of business we have down here. We are agendized for an executive session at 9:10. I have 9:10 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.